We're up to watering plants. Speak a little bit about that tonight. It says like this: Mutar lahashkos rak kedei limnoa nezik nikor letzmachim. You're only allowed to water plants enough that you will take away irreparable damage from the plant. V'chein yesh letzamtzem es tedirus hashko lahagdilus hefreshe hazman bein hashko hashko. Not only do you have to be careful in the amount of water that you use, but in how frequent you water the plants, because only a certain amount of watering is going to, if not having that amount of watering is going to cause damage to the plant. But if you do it less frequently, the plant may not flourish, but it's not going to be damaged. Okay. He brings down here from, who is this? I don't know what it is. An abbreviation here that I don't remember who it is. Whoever it is, that even though you can't water as frequently as normal, but when you're allowed to water, you don't have to be mitzamtzem exactly how much you need, because it's almost impossible to do. So there you can give the normal amount that people would water that plant, and it's called watering. Less than that would be damaging. But onus hakshomim ema, in the winter, where it's a rainy season, if it's raining, so then you can't water at all, because the plant gets whatever it needs from the rains, if the rains are the way they should be. B'sichi nitin barova mikro levato legamri ashkovish nasashmita at the kaitz. Bushes do not need to be watered even for an entire year. It won't kill the bush, and it won't damage it irreparably. So if you have bushes, right, lechora, even in the summer, there's no need to water them. Yesh omrim shebaofen amutar lahashkos odif shashko tevutz aydei mamtira v'lo b'yad. You have a choice of watering by hand or through a sprinkler system. It's better to do it through a sprinkler, so even if it's not computerized from before Shemitah. But that's at least indirect, and this is direct watering. Okay.
That include a hose if you're hosing the plants.
Yeah, yeah.
Sprinkler system, you don't go with the watering can.
Yeah, no. The difference is like this: one, you're doing an action ongoing, so every action of watering is a separate issur if it's not necessary. When you turn on the sprinklers, you only did one action, and everything else happens by after that. So even if it's not necessary, whatever, the worst you have is one maisa issur, not many. So then the hose and the watering can be the same thing.
What's the difference?
What?
There's a difference. Either you're holding the hose constantly,
no, that's a maisa,
or you're pouring the water.
Yeah, there is no difference. That's what I said. The hose and the watering can be the same.
Oh.
The difference would only be the sprinkler. Right. What?
Use a hose.
If you don't have sprinklers.
Right, it's better sprinklers than the hose or the water.
If you don't have a sprinkler,
then you can do it by hand if you know you're doing the right thing.
With a can.
With a can too. Or with a hose. Or the hose. Either way. Yeah.
Can that apply also to like the sprinklers that you just attached to the end of a hose?
Yeah, but you're not holding the thing in water.
Right, yeah, no, I'm saying that would also be better.
Kishishotfim ritsofos babayis ob mepesbes me'aligina yesh lihizoyer lechatchila el shalo yishbechu hamayim lagina. Here, there's a machlokas where there's a near psik reisha by Shemitah. In other words, if I'm washing off my merpeset and the water then flows onto the grass, so I'm watering the grass. So lechatchila, you should be choshesh not to do that. Or to mix the water with soap or something like that, so it's not beneficial to the grass. Soapy water doesn't do anything. They say, no, that's somebody done. Soapy water fertilizes the grass too. So I don't know. But in any case, it's better, and therefore we'll see that even our air conditioners, things like that, you should see to it that lechatchila, at least, the drains don't go over where things are growing.
And if the pipe does, can you...
You could divert it.
Before putting a brick on
it. Right, so it doesn't go directly. It doesn't go directly. It's better than it's a grumma, shift to a grumma, which could be, even on Shabbos would be okay. The idea is when you turn on the air conditioner, you're causing that liquid to form, and eventually it's watering the grass. So, if it's the more indirect it is, the better it is. And there's opinions that say that only by Shabbos are you worried about that, not by Shemitah. By Shemitah, it has to be direct. It can't be just like indirect and without kavana. But in any case, lechatchila, it's better to see to it that you don't water things even without kavana, even indirectly. So lechatchila, before Shemitah, you should divert the drains.
So and when you solve that problem for Shabbos, regular Shabbos, not Shabbos.
Yeah. So again, a regular Shabbos also, you should see to it that the drains don't go directly. But you don't see the problem is Shabbos. You don't turn on the air conditioner on Shabbos.
Right.
So if you did, you turn on before Shabbos, so then it's no problem. Mm-hmm. Right. But Shemitah, you're doing it during Shemitah. If you turn the air conditioner on Shabbos, yeah, it's a problem also. Besides the.
Or something like this is a question. So then if it's tripping not on something that you want growing, but tripping on weeds.
Right.
So would that be a problem?
Yeah, because again, even though it's a secretion, it's a low nichole, it still could be awesome in the Rabban. You don't really care if you want the weeds, right? You don't want it. Right, it's low nichole, but it could be silliness of the Rabban. Again, passes by Shemitah, there's no inyan like that. But there are poskim who are choshish for it, so it's good to me. Okay.